Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr. With me is Ty St. Julian. And our program today is a very, very interesting one. It goes into early music at a much later date than we usually present on this program. And it's called Johann and Wanda. And the reason for that is because we have two people we're going to be talking about today, and one of them is the famous composer, Johann Sebastian Bach, and the other is Wanda Landowska. Wanda Landowska was one of the first recognized harpsichordists of the late 19th century and early part of the 20th century. We have a recording of Wanda Landowska playing music of Bach, and not only is it important to listen to this recording because of the music involved, but also the date that she recorded it. This was done in 1937. She had built a theater of a concert hall for her to perform in, and she used an instrument that was built by the Pleyel Piano Company, because at that time there were no people building harpsichords. Pleyel was a French business and obviously had no concept of what harpsichords were originally. The instrument they built for her was actually a metal-based harpsichord. Not only did they have a keyboard at normal pitch, which is referred to as 8-foot pitch, and one at the octave higher, which was called 4-foot pitch, but they also had a 16-foot pitch set of strings on it at her request. That 16-foot set of strings was at one pitch lower than normal. And those numbers, 16, 8, and 4, come from the fact that an 8-foot-long organ pipe produces middle C, the pitch of middle C, and it's referred to as normal pitch. So the instrument you're going to hear her play on today sounds like a cross between a piano and a harpsichord. It's not really a harpsichord, and it's really not really a piano, but she chose to play on this because that obviously it was all she could get. Thais is going to tell us a little bit about the concert hall that she had built.
Yeah, and what she was doing was recreating early music as far as she could understand. And it doesn't sound like what we say early music should sound like right now. But this is wonderful. When Wanda Landowska's concert hall and the gardens from 1927 constitute a monument of rare importance to the history of performance, musical training, and performance practice. Located in the village of Saint-Leu-la-Forêt, just beside Paris and bordering on the Forêt de Montmorency, the property has survived practically intact. A legendary creation of great charm, Landowska's concert hall and gardens communicate and celebrate the richness and relevance of the past, an elegant testimony to the imagination and determination of a major figure in the history of 20th century musical creation.
That was a quotation from a CD and accompanying booklet and a DVD that was distributed by Skip Sempe, one of my former students and also one of the outstanding harpsichordists today. He made a research into the concert hall that Landowska had built and also into her performances. We're going to start off with Wanda Landowska playing one of Bach's most famous compositions, and that is the Chromatic Fantasia and Fugue. And again, this is played on a Pleyel harpsichord, as I said. It's a cross between a piano and a harpsichord, and was recorded in 1937 in her own concert hall.
Thank you.
Wanda Landowska, harpsichordist, playing the Bach Chromatic Fantasia and Fugue. For those of you who may want the information, this is BWV 903. The BWV stands for, in German, the Bach Werkverzeichnis, which means Bach's Works Catalog. So it's a catalog number, 903, in the list of compositions of Bach. Our program today is a very interesting one for Bach and also for Wanda Landowska, who is playing the music of Bach, and hence we call it Johann and Wanda. And Thijs has some more information to tell us about the concert hall and about the architect who designed the concert hall. And these are taken from the notes that Skip Sempe wrote to accompany this recording.
Wanda Wendowska designed, commissioned, and baptized the Temple de la Musique Ancienne in an in-depth collaboration with the well-known French architect Jean-Charles Moreux. He was trained as an architect and landscape designer, and Landowska admired his rigorous but poetic classicism. Landowska was nonetheless extraordinarily precise in all her ideas, from the position of the building within the surrounding gardens to the acoustic design and volume of the interior of the concert hall. The audience capacity for the concerts, the final details regarding the construction materials, and the way that teaching and the new and innovative public master classes and lectures would proceed when the building was finished.
And those words were from Skip Sempe's readings and also his booklet that was part of this CD. And we're going to listen now to Wanda Landowska play Bach's, my most famous composition that I like, is the Italian Concerto. Why it's called a concerto, I don't know. It's just one instrument playing, I guess, because maybe the left hand is playing with the right hand. And again, this is played on a Pleyel harpsichord. The Bach number for this is BWV 971. It's in three movements, Allegro, Andante, and Presto.
Thank you.
and Wanda Landowska performing, I think, my favorite composition by Bach and the Italian Concerto, and again on the Pleyel harpsichord. As I mentioned before, the Pleyel harpsichord is really a cross between a piano and a harpsichord. She was criticized at one time because she played on such an instrument. She was criticized by another harpsichordist. And her answer to him, so I read recently, was, "You play it like you want to play it. I'm playing it like he would prefer to have it played." So it gives you an idea of what kind of person that Wanda Landowska was. And we're going to continue with more music by Bach.
We are. We have now an English suite in A minor, Prelude Allemande Courante, Sarabande, Bourrée 1, Bourrée 2, Bourrée da Capo, and Gigue.
Thank you.
playing the English Suite in A minor, again, Wanda Landowska. We have just a few minutes remaining, and we're going to listen to two very short preludes by Bach. The first one is referred to as a prelude in D. It's BWV 936, and following that, the prelude in E, BWV 937, Wanda Landowska on the Pleyel harpsichord. And ending our harpsichord playing by Wanda Landowska, the music of Bach, we heard two preludes. And hope you've enjoyed this recording, which Wanda Landowska made way back in 1937.
Yes, it's really been a privilege to hear this music performed by her. So I hope you're enjoying that and have enjoyed that as much as I have. We look forward to being with you again next week for another hour of early music. Stay well.